Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, we're at a farm, except I can't actually see the sky or too much dirt. What I do see are lights and also robots. And then people in charge of the robots.
Robot farmer designer, exactly. I'm going to describe myself in the bar like that from now on. That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, robo-farm. Time to grow some greens without ever actually touching them. And then eat a salad, you know, because it's good for you. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, and we are doing indoor vertical farming with a company called Plenty. Yeah, they're in the Bay Area, they're in Southern California, we're in Compton today. And really, this is kind of like it sounds. There are towers a couple stories tall with plants growing right out of them. It's a big warehouse-looking building, and you know who did all this? Michelle Ryan.
My official title is Chief of Staff.
But unofficially, she's the robot farmer designer from before.
Absolutely. So when we started this farm, we really started with a concept, right? Oh, we should have a robot pick up the plant and put it in a tower. Oh, and then we should have a robot hang it from the ceiling and another robot bring it around the farm so no one ever gets to touch it. And that's pretty much what we did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of those back of the napkin lunchtime conversations that turned into a company.
So here we grow leafy greens. And the cool thing about our leafy greens farm is that we're not subject to external factors.
Those leafy greens, spinach, kale, arugula, lettuce for your burgers, the crunchy kind, good stuff.
Right, so if you pick something or grow something in the field, you've got bugs, you've got weather, you've got all kinds of different situations that you can't control. So here in Compton, we're actually able to grow what you would grow in 1 acre up to 350 times that yield just by controlling things like light, temperature, and even things like pests and bugs. They're not a problem to our plants, so they live a very pampered existence.
Pampered plants in their ivory towers. Literally, the towers are white, and they hang them up next to each other, almost makes like a plant wall. Why do you do it this way and not the way that we're all used to?
One, really cool from like a technology robotics perspective, but also like a really creative space saving problem, right? Like when you talk about growing in urban situations, you're always like, oh, the footprint is really challenging. But for us, we're able to condense and grow upwards, so we don't have to fight for real estate the similar way that other farms do.
Another reason, she says, right from here to the grocery store. You cut out the transit from the farm to the truck to the distributor. You just put it on the truck. You want the tour? Of course we're going to take the tour. Suit up. Get your hairnet on, your booties over your shoes, your coveralls, and into the first room where the dirt is.
We actually start with our two major inputs, so our media and our seeds. Media is usually what people think about when they think about dirt or soil, whatever's in your backyard. We call it media because we actually don't use soil. We use something called coconut core.
Yeah, ground up coconut stuff. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. You've discovered that a bunch of times by now.
So we use that as a byproduct. We put our seeds into the media, and we do that in trays, similar to seedling trays that you would buy at your local gardening store.
Except this time, it's our first no-touch moment. Nobody touches the seeds. They get put in there by a machine, then it gets water, and then they hang out for a while. Alicia Marquez knows about this because she works out on the floor.
They go into a germination room for a couple of days. From there, they go into a prop room for, like, I believe 12 days. And then I pull them out after those 12 days are in. They go to transplanter, get transplanted into the towers that are 5 times my size.
I love that for the size reference. Yeah, gauge it that way.
We have a series of little robots with little robot fingers come in, pluck out the little seedlings and put them in our vertical towers.
I have seen the robot fingers. Mechanical arm, maybe the size of our arm. Bunch of little pinchers, and it just plucks the plants right out of the trays. And all of this, when they're running, is kind of nonstop.
On the good days, when the machines cooperate and everything, yes. It's nonstop, like you said. So you're always on your feet or, like, back and forth. And then with me, I have to check in with my team, like, make sure they have everything they need to get their job done as well. It's only, like, stopping if a machine is down.
Ah, the robot coworkers, just like humans, some days they're just not into it. You know what's cool? The lights, the grow lights. Really pretty, but I can't talk too much about them because I signed a thingy that said I wouldn't. But I can say the robots that lift the towers around, they look like they should be building cars.
It's exactly the same type of robot, which is the really cool part about this. At Plenty, we're drawing from all different types of industries and their technology. We're talking automotive. We had some semiconductor influence. We've had a lot of different processes influence how we handle our material flow. And that's why you recognize that robot there. Fun fact, we actually named our robots after the Three Stooges. We have three of them. So keep that in mind as you're walking around.
Which one do you think that was? I didn't see a name tag. For those of you saying, the robots are taking the jobs, what gives? They say, no, there are plenty, unintentional play on words there, plenty of people still around.
Yeah, we're really proud of this. So we hire about 30% of our facility locally to Compton, but we have a huge variety of folks who work here. Like, I traditionally, I'm a chemical engineer. I work in robotics and automation, which isn't a normal thing. And obviously now as a chief of staff, we have folks who come from different agriculture. We have folks that come from bottling facilities. We have folks that come from college or maybe just heard about us and applied, right? So the cool thing here is that we are in charge of our robots, right? This is not a Terminator situation. Yeah, I think that's the fun part about being an engineer. People give you ideas and you never say, oh, that's not possible. Everything's possible. It just hasn't been done yet.
And you guys get all the free lettuce that you want. I mean, the doctor must like you.
Oh, they love it. The doctors love us.
Anybody else hungry? I'm thinking like taco salad, though. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You got a cool job? Does your friend have one? I would like to go. Do You Work Here at knxnews.com. One more week, then we're done with this round. So give me some more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.